Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, February 5th, 2021. First Friday in the month of February, 14 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Angie Evers, and we're done with the Zoom. It just doesn't work.
Can't figure it out.
Don't even want to figure it out at this point. That was such a mess. I'm trying to still close it out. There, I think it's all closed now. End meeting. Done.
We end the meeting that never started.
Well, I'm not sure what was going on there.
Nothing.
Why I couldn't hear anything and why...
Nothing was going on. I don't know. I didn't get it.
Now, did Zoom replace Skype?
Probably. You don't really hear much about Skype.
No, I don't know what happened with Skype.
I think people still do Skype.
Do people... Skype used to have a big connection problem. Like you would lose connection or you would lose things. Now, is Zoom better?
I mean, Zoom has worked very well for me when I've used it. I think I Zoomed one of my doctors one time. I had a doctor's appointment through Zoom, which that was nice. It's nice not having to go to the doctor.
Now, if anybody has any stories about Zoom or Skype or any of these programs, give me a buzz because this is interesting. I've never really had an issue like that. But I don't know what you would hear or what you wouldn't hear or what I'm supposed to hear. I don't know how that all works. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I mean, at home I use FaceTime. Like, me and Natalie FaceTime each other all the time. And I used to... Well, I've FaceTimed Brandon, too. So.
See, I have no idea what FaceTime. I don't think I have FaceTime.
Well, if you have an iPhone, you have FaceTime.
Now, can you FaceTime on the computer?
Probably. Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know about all that stuff.
It's all kind of confusing to me.
Right. That's because we are... getting up there.
But I know I've done Zoom.
Zoom was really easy. I mean, if you put in that meeting code and...
So I don't know what just happened there.
That was a big mess.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why you can't hear me and why I couldn't hear you, and it was all odd. But anyway, this Al Weichel, he's got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he sounds like a very interesting man. Like, I mean, it sounds like he has a lot of neat stuff.
Well, I appreciated him calling in because but I still want one of these RCA Victor Pill microphones.
That would be neat.
Yeah. I like those.
We'll have to be on the hunt for one.
Well, it doesn't even have to be one that works. You know, I just like the look of them.
Yeah, they are neat looking. They look like a pill.
They do look like a pill, and in those days, radio people, they didn't have a whole lot of those.
Yeah.
So they were neat. Microphones used to look awful neat.
Not like them.
Well, these would probably be worth millions of dollars in 100 years.
Oh, they could be.
You know, pass, because they'll be something new.
There probably won't be radio anymore. Do you think?
Well, radio seems... I don't know. Radio seems to be the one that has survived. I don't think there'll be television.
No TV?
No, I think television will turn into internet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't think there'll be newspapers either.
Hmm. Yeah, I think everything will be digital, like online. But I don't know about the TV. Like, I mean, a lot of people already do, like, the Hulu and Netflix... But like me, I need to get rid of my, I have, what do you call it, Dish, that I don't watch. I'm never home, and it's a waste of money, so I need to have them cancel it because I need to cut out some bills. So that's definitely one bill that I'm going to cut out. But I pay for Netflix because Natalie likes to watch Netflix. So here I am paying, you know, money for Dish, and I pay for Netflix. So that's silly.
See, how much is Netflix?
I don't know, maybe between $7 and $10. I think I only have it for one TV. I'm not sure how much it is. But I think my Dish, I didn't want the Dish. But I ended up getting stuck with it. So it's like $85 a month. I can't afford that. So I have to call and cancel.
See, this whole new... When people say they're going to do things on the internet, like radio stations and television stations, see, I just don't know. I really don't know. Because one day I think it will be perfected, but I don't think it's perfected yet.
No, not yet.
Because people, see, here's the problem. You can't half do it. You have to do it professionally. That's the thing all these things are missing, like these YouTube channels and these streaming television stations and these streaming radio stations. There's no professionalism, and anybody can start one. And you know one of the big problems is you're not losing any money if you don't succeed. See, that's what the fear was, I think, if you run a real radio station or a real television station. If you're not up to par, you're going to start losing money.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody can, I'm running an internet station. Well, big deal.
Yeah, anybody can have their own YouTube channel.
Yeah,
and
what are you out if that thing goes under?
Nothing.
So you're not going to be professional about it.
Right.
Like I was telling you last night, if you're doing a YouTube and you say, I'm going to put out an episode a day, you put out an episode a day.
Yeah.
If you say, I'm going to, and you do it professionally. You don't do it like the camera's shaking and the mics are all off. You can't do that.
Right. You need to be consistent and professional.
You know, all things are based in consistency. I mean, look at any radio, television, or newspaper. The first day they go in business, they're not a success. It takes time and consistency, and then people develop a pattern.
Right.
If you can't get that done, forget it. People expect like they're going to walk in the door, and all of a sudden, everybody's going to be listening, and everybody's it doesn't work like that.
Oh, no.
Got to build an audience.
Right.
It takes work.
Right. Well, and still, I mean, you know, like that guy, Winkle, or whatever his name is, he didn't know that you were on the radio. Did he?
No, I don't think he did, but now he does. See, right. But that's building an audience, and we will be here every day, so we're consistent.
Right.
If you have to do anything, you have to do it.
Yep.
And it's not going to work. That's why time slots are important, in my opinion. That's why internet, to me, is not exactly perfected. Because if you don't have to make an appointment to listen or watch, then how do you create consistency?
Yeah, you don't.
Like, you're only going to get me from 8 to 10 in the morning. If you miss that, you're out of luck. But clearly, a lot of people have made that their habit, according to the calls that come in every morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If I wasn't working every day, I could listen to you consistently, but I can't.
No, but you know the time.
But I do know the time.
And I think obviously a lot of people do, or they just leave their radio on all the time.
Yeah, that does happen.
Which, that's good, too.
My mom leaves her radio on.
So we're on there just all day.
Yep, in the kitchen, in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm on in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I always like to be on when people are using the facilities.
That's a good. Gives them something to think about while they're in there.
You know, I don't have a radio in my bathroom. I just thought about this.
You better get one for your bathroom.
Well, I was just thinking, where would I put it?
On your table.
Oh, is that what your mom and dad did?
Yeah, they have a table.
They set a table in there particularly for a radio.
Like a shelf. Yeah, well, yeah, it's like a shelf thing.
So it's not like sitting on the sink.
No.
And it's just on all the time.
Yeah.
Was this the way it was when you were home?
Oh, I'm sure.
So when you were going to the bathroom, when you lived at home for 18 years, you'd be hearing...
Dad.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm sure.
Did you enjoy that?
Of course. I always listened to my dad. I still listen to him today.
That's right. So getting in the shower when you were getting ready for school, you'd be listening to him because he'd be on in the bathroom.
I'm sure. Although I honestly I can't remember if we had it on in the bathroom when I was younger, but I know it was always on in the kitchen. Because, I mean, well, that's where my mom has always spent most of her time, in the kitchen. So the radio was always on in the kitchen. But I know just, I don't know if we had the radio on in the bathroom when we were young, but.
I know people do put radios in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling we probably did have it in the bathroom because I know my first house I lived in, I always had a radio in the bathroom. So I have a feeling I probably carried that tradition on.
Well, I should do that because when I'm in the shower in the morning, mm-hmm. It's silent.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll turn on YouTube or Pandora and listen to music on my phone because I don't have a radio in my bathroom now.
Whoa.
I know. Oh, I've listened to you. I've used that TuneIn radio app and listened to you.
Well, let's see. Your dad comes on at 7 a.m. You could be listening to him still in the bathroom.
Yeah. I could. Yep. But, I mean, I turn on the website and we'll listen. I always listen to it in the car in the morning. And
see, I catch repeats, but I always wonder what it sounds like live. You can never listen to yourself live.
Right. Because you are live.
But does it sound any different than a repeat?
I don't think so.
See, I always wonder. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it sounds the same.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm going to go home tonight and put a radio in the bathroom. I'm sure I've got an extra radio somewhere.
I'm sure you do. Yep.
Wonder if there's good reception in the bathroom.
I don't know. You have to pull your antenna up.
You know, I have a radio in the bedroom I never use. And it's a big, one of those old, it looks like an old-fashioned radio, but it's big and...
Hmm.
It gets really good reception.
Yeah.
But it's just, I never turn it on. Maybe I should just take it out of there. It's one of those ones that has like a record player built into it. And I think it has a record player built into it. But it's a really neat... radio, digital, but it looks old-fashioned.
Right. Yeah. They have some neat ones now. And they have ones that, like, you can connect, like, to your Bluetooth, so you could connect your phone to it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm assuming, like, it would play, like, I mean, I don't know, I haven't done it, but I would imagine, like, you could play, if it connects Bluetooth, you could play, like, YouTube or Pandora or something like that.
I don't know, but I think it'd be interesting. I don't know what I would listen to in the morning in the bathroom.
Music. Get you going.
Put the music on.
Yeah. What kind of music would you listen to, though?
The Kazoo Man.
Oh. That'll get you going every time.
Well, I like the Kazoo Man.
Yeah, he's a nice fella.
Did you not like the Kazoo Man?
Well, no, I liked the Kazoo Man.
Do you like his songs?
Well, yeah, they're all uplifting.
Are they on your YouTuber? You're on his TikTok.
I do. I did follow him on TikTok.
See?
But I don't think he's on my YouTube.
I bet he's got a YouTube.
He might.
The Kazoo Man.
Looked. Yeah. I was showing the girls at work today the Kazoo Man.
Were you? Mm-hmm. What did they say?
They thought I was nuts.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Did I guess you, that's not their thing.
Did you tell them how you knew the Kazoo Man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they just weren't having it.
No.
Oh, you had the two drinks last week. I made you the Boston cream. No. The Boston cooler right. and the chocolate egg cream.
Right. I mean, they were both good.
See, I don't know. I remember making them for you and you trying them, and I don't remember a huge response happening.
I mean, well, I told you I wouldn't be able to, I couldn't drink a lot of them.
But you said, they're like a five. They're not something I would make myself.
No, I probably wouldn't. But, I mean, it'd probably have to be a special occasion. I mean, if you made it for me, I would drink it.
Now,
but as long as it wasn't, like, late at night, because I didn't want, wouldn't want to go up going to the bathroom all night.
So,
I cut my liquids off at, like, 9.
Well, what did you think of the Boston Cooler, which is ginger ale and ice cream?
Okay, well, I mean, I liked that. I'm not big on ginger ale, though. So, but I mean, it was all right.
Now, what did you think of the Boston egg cream, which is chocolate, syrup, milk,
mm-hmm.
and seltzer?
Right. I thought it tasted like Ovaltine. I mean, it tasted chocolatey.
Now, what does Ovaltine taste different than chocolate milk?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Oh, I don't know. I like Ovaltine. But, I mean, I grew up drinking Ovaltine.
But a lot of people don't.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't know how to describe it. But I think maybe just the mixture of everything you put in that, it just reminded me of Ovaltine.
Does Ovaltine have fizz?
No.
Like the seltzer?
No.
Did you like the seltzer? What was that?
I don't know. It sounded like somebody knocking. It scared me.
Somebody knocking?
Did you heard it too?
Well, I don't think it sounded like somebody knocking. I think it was a truck outside.
Oh, I don't know. I jumped like 20 feet.
Because you can hear sirens out there.
See, somebody is knocking.
You knocking on this door? Well, who would be here at this time of night? Ask who it is before you open the door. How would somebody get in? Well, here we go. All right, we don't know what's going on here. Somebody was at the door, but we don't know how that happened. Holy mackerel. Well, I guess we'll find out here momentarily what that was all about. Who would be knocking at the door after 9 o'clock on a Friday night? It's a what? Oh. Somebody's visiting? Okay. Well, here we are, live on a Friday night, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here, 31 minutes past the hour. We'd love to hear what's going on with you here in Marion. Now, if you're just tuning in, there was a knock at the door. But turns out it's all okay. So, maybe at this particular, maybe Angie will rejoin us at some point. I don't know if we're going to get Zoomed. Oh. So is there an issue? Or what's
somebody locked her keys out.
Oh, locked her keys out.
Yeah, so she's just calling.
Locked her key where?
Somewhere. I don't know where. But I just let her use the phone so she can call for help.
Oh, no cell phone.
No.
Oh, interesting. Well, No problem there. And we continue on. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'll get the lowdown on this in just a second. But this has been the most interesting Friday night show you'll ever want to listen to in your life. So, here we are. Wonder what our regular listeners are doing right now. Everybody out there in listener land.
They may have untuned us.
Well, it's been an interesting night. It's been a mess of a night between the Zoom and that.
Yeah, she must be a worker, like maybe cleaning, and she locked her keys somewhere, like in a door maybe. Like she locked herself out. So she has to call, like, because through Ohio Health, so she had to call somebody to come and let her. I don't know. She left her key somewhere. I don't know. But they have to open the door, unlock the door. They must be locked in a room somewhere in here.
In the building.
In the building.
Right.
Yeah.
So who's coming to unlock it?
Somebody from Ohio Health.
So she knows where the keys are.
Yeah, but I think she just locked herself out of a room. She locked the keys in the room. She must have been cleaning a room and then locked herself. She must have left the room and then locked herself out. She left her keys in the room and locked herself out.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how'd she know we were here?
I don't know.
It's a whole weird night tonight. Let me tell you.
Maybe they just know that people are up here. I don't know.
Just go around knocking on doors?
Maybe.
We shouldn't have answered.
Oh, no.
Boy, that's weird. You wouldn't expect that to happen.
No. But, I mean, at least it was that and nothing else. Well, because I thought it was weird. I was like, I know the door's locked downstairs, so nobody could get in.
Right. She was in scrubs.
Yeah, I think she was cleaning.
Oh, well.
Yeah, she's not like a medical worker.
So she's a cleaning person.
Yeah.
Is that good to lock yourself out when you're a cleaning person?
I don't think so.
No, probably not good.
No.
So now she's down there waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's showbiz. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 25 minutes left in the program today. But what were we talking about now when that all was going on?
I don't know. I just jumped.
Well, I didn't even know.
You're like, it's a truck. I'm like, no.
I thought it was a truck outside. I would have never paid attention to it. Well, people are upset because I sent you to the door.
Oh, well, you know what? I wouldn't have a clue what to say, so that's probably why I just got up.
Yeah, I don't think I sent you to the door. Did I?
No.
I said ask who it is.
I didn't even ask. I just opened up the door.
Well, we need to ask.
Oh, well, I peeked. And it was a female, so I was okay with that.
You were okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, but... Now, what was... Think if that had been a killer... And they had killed you in the doorway. I wouldn't even... I'd be sitting in here waiting to be killed.
Right.
I've died on the air many times, but that would be a big death on the air.
That would be real big.
I don't know if I need the real thing like that.
But, well, I got to thinking it had to be somebody that had to been in the building. I mean...
usually killers don't knock.
No. No.
They don't let you know they're coming.
Yeah, I told her we were on the radio.
Oh, then what'd she say?
She's like, oh.
Oh. She didn't catch the sign on the door that said radio station?
Probably not.
Holy mackerel.
Well, I don't know.
What a night. What a night. What a Friday night.
Oh, dear. Interesting.
It has been interesting tonight.
I'm going to go home and take Tylenol.
So do you collect anything?
Do I collect anything? Well, I mean, there's things I like that, I mean, if I had room, I would probably collect. Like, I like, well, say if we're at, you know, somewhere looking for stuff. I don't know. You know what I would probably collect?
What's that?
Like flower pots. Like maybe old, interesting flower pots. Because I like flowers. And I think, you know, I think I like flowers. That's probably a collection of mine. But I don't really like, I mean, I have flowers outside. I have flowers inside. But as far as collecting things, I mean, I like pretty Fenton glass.
Now, and, what is Fenton glass?
Fenton glass? Like old, that old type of glass. It's pretty.
See, I don't think I've ever ever seen Fenton glass.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have. I really don't have any. I have like one piece.
So it's old glass.
Mm-hmm. It's real pretty. Fancy. I always, like, if we're somewhere that sells, like, antique-y stuff, I'll always look for stuff like that. I used to have some, like, old pottery stuff, like McCoy and what's the other one? Hall. I used to have that stuff, but I sold it at, like, a garage sale one time. People collect that stuff.
You know, the only thing I don't think I collect anything, but I have a lot of stuff from, I would say, like tapes and DVDs and CDs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
From things I've done.
Right.
You know, I learned recently Toots the Clown died.
Oh, Toots the Clown.
Toots the Clown.
I've never heard of Toots the Clown.
Oh, yes. Toots the Clown was a Shriner clown.
Okay.
And he also, well, he was like the ringleader. And he also was Santa Claus down at Riverside Hospital.
Oh, really?
And I recently learned that he kicked the bucket.
Oh.
Sad to hear that.
Do the Shriners still do all the parades and stuff? Like drive around in those little cars?
I think so, when we were allowed to have parades.
Right. Do you think we'll be having stuff this year?
I don't know. Baseball seems like they're going to go right ahead.
Like normal?
Yeah. No
fans
restrictions.
And everything? Really?
No restrictions.
Oh. That's a little iffy.
Well, people do what they want.
Right.
You know, what can you do?
Yeah.
Phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. Oh, we were talking about ghost stories this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost stories, psychics, hypnotists, that whole bit. But I don't believe in the ghosts.
No?
Nope. Never saw any. Why would you want to be a ghost?
I don't know. I only had one weird thing happen to me, but I was a little girl. And I think I told this story before. About, I remember some man in a top hat walking up my steps.
Had he just
and
been
I know
in the
I wasn't dreaming.
Had he just been in the bathroom listening to the radio?
He could have been, yeah. But he came over to my bed and, like, hovered over me. Yeah, but I wasn't dreaming.
What?
Yeah.
You were how old?
I mean, I was a kid. And I just remember I cried and cried and cried because it scared me so bad. Yeah.
A man with a top hat.
Mm-hmm. I figure it was probably some man that lived in the house.
Abraham Lincoln.
Could have been. I don't know if he lived in Clarendon, but...
Did he look like Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. I don't know if he was as tall as Abraham Lincoln, but...
Did he have facial hair?
I don't remember that.
So he's coming up the steps.
Yep.
You see him coming up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hovers over your bed. Mm-hmm. What's he doing?
I don't know. I have no idea. But that was it.
And how old were you?
Little kid.
And how long is this going on?
I don't know, probably 5 minutes.
You didn't scream or leave the room?
I cried. I don't even know if I told my parents. I was probably too afraid.
They didn't hear you crying?
No, because I lived... Well, you know, I had been... I was living upstairs. Like, I stayed upstairs all by myself. Like, nobody else was upstairs. So they wouldn't have heard me anyway.
When you were 5?
No, I was older than that. I mean, I don't think I moved upstairs till... I don't know. know. I was probably maybe in the fourth grade, third or fourth grade. Me and Amy didn't get along. We fought a lot. So I moved upstairs.
You shared a room when you were downstairs?
Yes. We shared, like, my dad's work room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know where I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we used to share that room, but we fought too much, and I said, I'm moving out, and I moved upstairs. And I lived upstairs till I moved out.
Now, when you moved out, was she still living there?
Probably. You know, I really don't remember. Yeah, because, I mean, I moved out when I was 18.
So were you still fighting in those years?
Probably.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Your poor parents.
Yeah. My poor mom. She was always in the middle of them. Yep.
She broke them up.
She tried.
These were fist fights.
They were not pretty fights.
Now, what would a typical fight be over?
Clothes. Say, like, if I took something of Amy's and wore it, ooh, that would get her mad.
And she would do what?
She would probably just tell on me.
And then so you would, at that point, do what?
I don't know. She always called me a baby. You baby.
And that just...
That made me mad.
So then you went
I'd probably punch her.
You went to knock her out.
Yeah.
And so at this point...
I know I've ripped fake nails off.
You ripped her nails off?
Yeah. She'll tell you that. Yeah. I don't know how that happened. We were probably just fighting and...
Don't you have to hold somebody's hand or rip their nails off?
I don't know what happened. She'd tell you all about it.
So your mom at this point would intervene.
She tried.
Now, what do you mean try?
She would try, but, I mean, she couldn't stop us from fighting.
So what's she doing while this is going on?
Probably crying.
Crying? Oh, that's terrible.
She didn't like it if we fought.
Because they were fist fights.
Well, yeah, but Amy never punched me.
But you punched her.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't she punch you?
She was a weakling.
And she still is, right?
Yeah, I don't know. She goes to the gym now.
See, this whole gym thing.
She's got one up on me because I sure don't go to the gym.
You know, the gym, I just... The gym thing... I don't understand. That's beyond my brain. Beyond my comprehension.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of going to the gym.
See, here's what I figure. If I'm going to the gym to live longer, okay, which would be the only acceptable reason for me to go to the gym, look at the time I have to spend there to live longer. I'd rather just die sooner and not spend the time there.
Yeah. That works.
Just cut that right out.
Right.
Because I know what's going on in these gyms. People can't tell me people are going there to for health purposes. That's nonsense.
I think a lot of people go there to socialize.
Oh, they do.
Right.
And other things.
To pick up people?
Pick up people, take selfies.
Yeah. Not me.
I see what people wear to the gym now. And I'm telling you, you don't dress like that to go work on your heart.
Right. I mean, I used to have a membership at the Y, like, a long time ago. But, I mean, I can't even remember what I wore. Like, shorts, like, long shorts, you know, and a shirt that covered my rear end.
So you know what I'm talking about, what people wear.
Yeah.
And they wear those, girls, wear those stretch pants now.
The leggings.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why? That's not workout attire.
I mean, if I were to ever wear anything like that, I mean, I would have a long shirt on. Just because I'm that way. I mean, I would never go anywhere out in public that wasn't covering.
You know, gyms did not used to be a thing. You might have had one gym in town, maybe a YMCA, and people certainly did not go there with any consistency.
Yeah. I don't know. I have, like, a very low exercise tolerance. Like, I can ride the bike for like a minute and I'm done.
Well, I know when I see somebody taking a selfie at the gym, I know why they're there.
Yeah.
And it's not their health. They're not working on their blood pressure.
Yeah. I mean, I have an exercise bike at home, but I don't go to bed in time to get up early enough to get on it.
I wonder how many marriages bust up at the gym.
Oh,
I bet
a lot.
Oh, I bet a lot.
Yeah. You know, unless like the husband and wife go together, you know, if they did it like as a couple's thing and they just did everything together.
See, there's no way I'd be married, but let's hypothetically say that I'd be married. If my wife asked me to go to the gym, divorce proceedings, right there. Just, it's a disillusionment at that point.
Yeah.
Because now not only do I have to be married, I got to go to the gym.
Ugh.
This is torture.
That is torture.
Can't you put on those divorce papers, cruel and unusual punishment? That's what I put.
Is it?
Tried to make me go to the gym. Cruel and unusual punishment. I just can't even imagine why somebody wants to go to the gym. Because they want to look a certain way. We are very, we're a very looks-driven society.
Yeah. I mean, I am who I am, I guess. You know. I'm not toned and...
Yeah, but who... I mean, is that what we want? We just want people to be toned? Is that the most important thing in the world?
I don't know. I mean, I know, like, if I really wanted to be toned, I could do it at home.
See, here's my theory on this whole toned up body thing. If you want somebody to have a toned up body, then you probably aren't happy with them to begin with.
Right. Right.
Because why do you have to change for me?
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have to change.
But then you say, well, I'm doing it for myself. Well, really? Because who... I mean, what do you do? Sit at home and feel your own muscles? I mean, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
So I look good in my selfies? No, it's weird. It's a weird thing. Now, if you've had like a massive heart attack and they tell you to go to the gym, okay.
Right, that's different. That's like cardiac rehab. You know, you're rehabbing your heart or rehabbing your lungs, you know. Or like going to physical therapy if you had, you know, knee surgery or hip surgery. You know, you need to do those kind of things, but...
And then, well, you know, then they get the tattoos.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because we've all got to have tattoos.
Well, me and you don't have any.
No, I just don't. Why would I get a tattoo? What in the world would ever... Why would I need one?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why that's become such a thing.
Yeah, a lot of people get them, and a lot of people enjoy getting them.
Oh, your dad hated those.
Yeah, he was not a tattoo person.
No, hated them mm-hmm. with a passion. Used to love to talk about that and people who shaved their heads.
Right. Those were all the guys I dated.
Those were his big pet peeves. Tattoos and shaved heads and people who wore their ball caps backwards.
Right. That fits all my exes to a T.
That's them all, huh?
All of them.
So he was not close with them, you wouldn't say.
No.
No.
No, I think I had one that wasn't like that. He was friends with him.
Well, that's nice. They became one became friendly.
Right.
But the others did not have a friendly relationship with Dad.
Not really. No.
I think I had a good relationship with your dad.
Oh, yeah. He liked you. A lot.
Now, are you sure? Because there were some days.
No, he did.
I always liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we ever had a bad word between each other.
No. I mean, Dad, he was pretty easygoing, so.
Well, yeah, but there were certain things he didn't like.
No.
You know, he was interesting because when Marge was here and we would gossip. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And you learn that everybody does gossip. no matter who you are or how highbrow you are, we would talk about other people. I mean, I'm the only one who will admit that, but we did. I mean, a name would come up or somebody would come up and, mm-hmm. you know, true feelings would come out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's life. I think if anybody said they didn't do that, they would be lying.
Right. And I think that's good, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think here, this is why I qualify this as a radio family. And I really do think of the people who are here, the on-air people, and the office people. I think of them as more of a family. I don't think of them as co-workers.
Yeah.
Because there are some of them I hate. No. I think of them as a family because that's the type of relationships we have. And we get together on the holidays. We get together on the station's birthday. You know, and we do have fun together. And we do like each other, genuinely, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a different type of relationship.
Right. But, I mean, I'm close with the girls I work with. You know, we're like family.
Well, I mean, we have went to funerals together here. I mean, I've shown, and not have it planned. Like, somebody has died, and I will go to the funeral, and somebody else will be there from right. the station. And I'll think, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think of this more as a family. But, you know, one day, families break up.
They do.
They do.
When people die.
Well, you know, you can't. I don't think you can go on forever.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Like I said, one day I'll just come in and I'll say, this has been the last show. Heading for the dugout for the final time.
Yeah.
Then I'll get my green folder, and I'll walk out the door.
You're going to take your folder with you?
Well, yeah, people can't know the contents of my folder.
Oh, I don't even know what's in your folder.
No, that's my, you always should have a folder.
Yeah?
That's something I would tell people who get into radio. Always have a folder. Always have a stack of something.
Yeah.
And you know, it gets bigger. But the things that are less important are in the back. And the things that are more important are in the front.
Yeah. That makes sense. So, did anybody figure out where we ate?
I don't know. We've had a lot of guesses on that. Nobody has figured out where we ate tonight.
That's really surprising.
So, what's your feeling on... we're talking about marriage there. Gives me the... We were watching a show last night on marriage. Well, a little show. It was a soap opera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the whole premise was the woman did not want to get... They had been married several times.
Yeah, they
older
had
couple.
Been married before and they must have got divorced because I think he ran around on
he
her.
He ran around on her, but they were back together.
He wanted to marry her.
And she did not want to get married.
Right.
Because she said, well, everybody knows we're together.
Yeah.
What would it do at this point?
Right.
But she did marry him.
She did.
And then she felt bad because she thought she had hurt his feelings.
Right.
By not wanting to marry him. And she asked him why it was important. And he said it's important to him.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to marry the person? I guess, that would be love, I guess, that those two were sharing there. Do you think it's important that you need to marry the person you love?
Well, you're talking to somebody who's been married and divorced multiple times.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
No, I would say no, you don't have to marry them.
Well, but do you know the wrong ones from the right ones?
Not in the beginning, because people put on a show. And that's where I have gotten myself into trouble.
See, I've always said people put on a show.
They do.
See, I never had any right ones, so it was easy not to get married.
Well, you're lucky.
And now I just feel at this point, what's the point?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe when I'm 60.
Maybe.
Well, I know I need to get make somebody my medical power of attorney because you never know.
Nope, you don't.
So that's my only concern.
Right.
But it has to be somebody I really trust and somebody either my age or younger who's going to get done what I need to get done.
Right. Yeah.
And I would not make it a family member. And this is my advice. I don't think you should make it a family member unless you can find a family member who's totally detached from you emotionally. Because sometimes people make decisions emotionally when a family member is in a bad way.
Right.
And you should not run on emotion. You got to run on sensibility. What's best for that person?
Right.
That's what I want. I don't want somebody in charge who's going to be emotional. I need somebody who's going to make sound, good decisions.
Right.
Decisions that I would want, not what they want.
Well, I think you need to write everything out. Like, I really don't have anything of value, so I don't really worry about it.
Now, say that again. What?
I said, you need to write everything down. I don't worry about it because I don't have anything of value.
Well, I don't know that I have anything of value.
Well, you have a lot more than I do.
All I'm saying is that I want my plug left in. I believe in the big R, the big resuscitation. Because I don't understand, because the excuse they give you is, well, that person's old. We're going to break their ribs. If they're dead, they don't know they have broken ribs.
Right.
So if you know you have broken ribs, that means you survived.
You're alive.
Right.
Right. It worked.
So why wouldn't I want that?
Right.
Broken ribs heal.
That's what they tell us in CPR.
And if I don't make it, then I don't make it.
Right.
But I want you to try. Can you imagine laying there and you're starting to have trouble and nobody's doing anything?
Right.
Forget that.
Well, I mean, you'd probably be out, though, before.
You think? Some people, I mean, if I started, I think when you start having a heart attack, you're still awake.
Right.
And but nobody's doing anything.
Well, nobody's going to do CPR on you if you're still awake.
If I'm having a heart attack, nobody's going to do anything? Let's just say, if you have a do not resuscitate, are they going to do?
If you were laying on the floor.
Yeah, but let's say I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm having chest pains.
911.
But what if I have a DNR?
Well, that's your choice.
Right, but what happens then?
They do nothing.
Right.
Right.
I don't need that. I swear, if because the I tell you, because your family will do this to you. You get old and feeble-minded, and they'll come in and they'll start to make decisions for you. Because you got to have a medical power of attorney. And if somebody gave me a DNR and I started to have a heart attack and I knew it, you're going to have to call an ambulance anyway, because the closest person to me that's not doing resuscitative measures, I'm going to choke them to death. That's going to be the last thing I'm going to do is choke them. If I can get my hands around their neck, I'm going to choke them. Because if I sat there and I'm having a heart attack, you better hope they don't have a DNR.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be R. R, R, R. I mean, can you imagine having chest pains and starting to feel short of breath and nobody's doing anything?
Right. Well, I mean, 911.
Somebody said they'd be glad to pull my plug. See, right there, I don't want my plug pulled. Why? And I want my plug on some, like a generator. I don't want there to be any power outages. And I also, this whole vegetable thing. I think life as a vegetable is fine. Time to relax.
I don't want to live as a vegetable.
Well, if you don't know, you don't know.
You can pull my plug.
I don't know. This has been an interesting show. I think it's fascinating. Because the DNR thing, I think people need to think that through.
Well, they need to have it somewhere. Like hanging up on your fridge. We tell people to hang it up on your fridge.
Yeah, but you understand, I get why people, because they think they're not going to suffer. But you might suffer worse.
Yeah.
You know, you got to think that DNR thing through. Because it is true. I mean, if you're in the hospital and you start to have a heart attack, you're not going to pass out right away. And if you have a DNR, they're not going to do anything.
Right.
See, that's not good for me. Now, if I have the heart attack and they keep me alive and I'm, like, badly damaged, well, then, you know, I'll go out and I won't know it.
Right.
But I don't want to go out with watching people not help me. Because last thing they see will be me choking them to death.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they'll be heading for the dugout. Trust me. That's all for tonight's show. Very interesting show.
Very.
Check your DNR.
Yep.
For all of us, for Angie Evers, for myself, and all of us here at WWGH Radio, have a great night, and I will talk with you Monday morning. Watch the Super Bowl. By the way, my prediction, the Buccaneers will win the Super Bowl. Prediction? Chiefs or Buccaneers?
I'm going to go with Chiefs.
Buccaneers are going to win it. Chiefs, and it'll be close in the first half. Buccaneers will pull ahead in the second half. Tom Brady, Buccaneers first Super Bowl. Have a great weekend. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday 15 and replay again Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent